Hello, welcome to Dailyish. It is Thursday. Don't say it's not Tuesday. Don't believe that. That was a lie. It's Thursday, October 2nd, 2014. It's 3 degrees outside. I'm sure it feels like below zero with the wind chill. But this is not a weather podcast, as you know. I'm continuing to try out this new mic position. Again, it still feels weird. But I got some good feedback from folks. Some people said, can't tell the difference. But enough people said, it sounds better. So we'll go with that. If it was complete apathy, I guess I'd still trust the Dan, the podcasting man. He knows of what he speaks. It's cold. I was walking back from dropping my son off at school this morning, and that wind, the chill is in the air, I think is the way to say it. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Visit campaignmonitor.com. For all your email newsletter needs, canvas.cm is where you can check out their amazing template builder. So from the very first podcast I ever did, which was a Survivor podcast, like I said, a few episodes back with my wife, and four years ago we did it. And from that point on forward to today, I've always wanted, among many things, I've wanted something that I see some other folks getting and was always jealous of. And now I can say I've gotten it. I've gotten this in other ways. So what I'm talking about is listener feedback, and more specifically, which I've gotten plenty of, and thank you for that, and I continue to value that. But more specifically, listener-submitted sort of either fun stuff, joking stuff, serious stuff, all that kind of thing. We get a little bit of it with good stuff now, more of it as with a network, like good stuff. There's just more people involved, and there's stuff that people send in. My buddy Kyle Roderick has sent in sort of his own version of our theme music for the actual radio program and things like that over the years and stuff like that. But this time I got in my chris@goodstuff.fm email inbox, I got a copy of someone doing their own version of Dailyish. And it was just awesome to hear someone sort of poking a little bit of fun at me with what I do, but also just, you know, obviously they listen enough to know the little quirks of the show. And so anyways, I asked this person if it would be okay to play back a little bit of it. So I've got a clip here I'll play for you, and we'll go from there.
Hello and welcome to the Marilyish. It is some day of the week. I'm going to go with Tuesday. It is currently 14 degrees outside. Apparently, this is the part of the show where I'm supposed to tell you what I'm recording on, because that's what Chris does. So I am recording on my phone. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to pay off some of my 60 grand in student loan debt. So thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to tell you all about the weather tomorrow. But this is not a weather podcast, so, you know, keep that in mind.
Thanks to Marie for sending that in. Awesome to hear. I compressed it down, the full version. If she ever starts publishing her own Dailyish or whatever she wants to call it, would have a few more swears in it, just so you know. But in the interest of keeping the clean tag on this podcast, I had to edit that part out. I don't know if she wants me to post a link to her, mention her Twitter account or not, or anything like that. So if I get permission from her, it'll be in the show notes, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish. This is /46 is this episode, particular episode. I have a topic that I want to talk about, but I don't have clear thoughts on it yet, so I don't think I'm going to continue much beyond that. Suffice to say, I think I mentioned, I can't remember, episode 30-something in there, talked briefly about it, glossed over it a bit, of just dealing with people in your industry, and in my particular industry, it's, you know, web and a bit of tech stuff, and dealing with folks who don't tell the truth, who lie to cover their tracks, that kind of stuff, and how you handle that when you see friends getting sucked in by that. And so you could be, I know my dad is in a financial advisor career, and he sees people getting sucked in by stuff that's just too easy, or it sounds too good to be true, but they still think, what harm is there in throwing $10,000 at this idea that may or may not actually come true? And then, of course, inevitably, it is too good to be true. That's why that's a saying, and they lose their money, and they don't come back necessarily and say, you were right, good sir, for giving me that advice to avoid this. They just kind of, it's shameful, it's embarrassing, it's, you know. So anyways, I struggle with how to handle that kind of situation because I try to present myself in my business and like I talked about last episode and what I do honestly and fairly. And if I screw up, I will tell you that I screwed up and this is what happened. I'll give you the honest truth of how it happened in as best as I can tell. But when there's people in your immediate circles or close circles or just friends of friends that you hear getting really terrible advice or where you know that a person is blaming another thing for an issue that was actually their own fault, how do you handle that? And how do you try to correct that when you get the impression that people don't really want to listen to the truth or they're just kind of happy with the status quo and kind of like the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know mentality maybe? I don't know. It's a confusing mess sometimes, and when I've waded in the past, it feels like I just get kind of burned, and so I've tried to avoid not getting involved, try to keep my distance and just say, okay, you've chosen your captain, your ship, you're going down with it then, and that's fine. Like, this isn't life and death stuff, so we're talking about here, so it's not like I'm letting someone drive a faulty car off the bridge or, you know, or whatever, anything like that, but just in web tech stuff. Dealing with shysters, liars, and cheats. And it feels like it should be a simple, that's not true, and here's why, and you know, move on, but it's just not that simple. So I guess there I talked about it for 2 minutes, but I'll have more thoughts about it later. If you have thoughts, if you have your own copy or your own version of Dailyish that you'd like to submit for a future episode, I'd love to hear it. chris@goodstuff.fm. Like Marie, you can just talk into your phone, email me the WAV AFF file. I'd love it. It's fun, goofy. Don't take it too seriously. That's definitely what I don't do, or I don't take it too seriously. It's this podcast as a whole is supposed to be just a fun experiment for me, working, keeping my podcast muscles as it were, going, and so just having a little fun with it and experimenting with different formats and all that kind of stuff. The microphone I'm talking on, no, I won't do that. I've done that before. You can tune into Show Me Your Mic, the other podcast I do for mic podcast nerd stuff. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you next time.